thing I went down to 41st for, was that a Safeway?
There was a Safeway, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But the rest of the, seemed, you know, I went up. Mainly I went up. Maybe just down to the Safeway. Mainly I walked up to 29th.
And that's where you did most of your shopping, up there, up in that area, when you lived on 34th, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Except you must have gone down to the Safeway, I think.
Yes.
But there wasn't much down there. It was kind of drab.
Down, where, Barbara, down?
Between 39th and
41st.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
Towards south.
On Dunbar.
Yeah.
There were never, you know, not nice little shops.
No, like up. There still are.
No.
It's never,
it's kind of developed around the corner a bit, hasn't it?
Yes,
but,
yes.
Yeah. But the area between 25th and 30th, that used to have some really nice shops.
Yes.
But I guess it was the dry goods store on the corner.
Well,
it
was
there
Southland's
for years
dry
and
goods.
Years and years.
Here it is.
McGregor's or Southland's?
McGregor's.
McGregor's.
That's it.
Yes.
Now, where's that, Larry?
McGregor's.
If you'd like to pull up, it might be.
McGregor should be on the corner of
27th.
Oh, this is 40th. This is between 40th
yeah.
and 41st.
McGregor should be on the corner of 27th.
That'd be on this one, probably.
This is 26th.
Here's 27th here.
Yeah,
here, this is the 27th.
Okay, 27th. Thank you. Dunbar Dry Goods, it says. And then it became Westmoreland. What? McGregor's was the name, wasn't it?
I think so.
Here it is.
Yes.
Ah.
1945.
McGregor Dry Goods. I mean, that store was there a long time, wasn't
it?
It
started in 45.
And they sold knitting supplies, didn't they?
Yes.
Knitting and sewing.
And then what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, then
was it here when you were here, Mary? McGregor Dry Goods?
No, but I seem to remember McGregor's that
between
27th
and 28th.
Isn't there still a knitting shop by that name up there?
McGregor's? I don't know. I don't think
no,
so.
No, it closed. It closed.
It wasn't there all that long. It wasn't, that McGregor Dry Goods wasn't there that long.
I thought it was.
Not according to this information.
Well,
here.
What happened to it after that, Larry? Where does it become?
We can just line this up. Here it is. McGregor Dry Goods was there in 1950.
Yeah.
But it was not there in 1955. In 1960, there's a shoe store that comes in.
And then what?
And then there's a bakery that comes in.
And then what?
Well, okay, I can tell you what.
4375. 4375, 27.
Is that the right lineup?
I think I can bring it over to here. 437.
Is that the right lineup, though? I don't know that it is.
Oh.
Just a second here. Well, that should be it.
Well, it's called Patterson's Florist.
Oh, just a minute. That's not right.
Yes. My dad used to have them too. Did
what did your dad heat the house with down here?
Coal and wood.
Coal and wood.
Where'd you get it from?
People used to deliver it.
Do you remember the company?
No.
Was it Rat Portage?
Or was it Allied Heat and Fuel?
Or Evans Coleman and Evans? Or Morrow? Morrow had a competition to get a logo for the company. And Vicki Gabbro's mother came up with it. Phone Morrow for your call today.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Phone tomorrow. Phone tomorrow.
Phone tomorrow.
For your call today. Or phone tomorrow for your ice today.
Now, did you have Did the coal heat the water as well, hot water and things?
The wood, actually. It was wood. It was mainly a wood furnace. My
sawdust?
Dad used to go down about 5 o'clock. No, we never had sawdust, but lots of people did.
Mm-hmm. You had wood?
We had wood.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these fireplaces in Dunbar, a lot of houses, sorry, have fireplaces. Did you have a fireplace in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Did your father use it a lot? Did he keep it stoked up and use it? No.
Yeah.
He usually just used a boiler, which would heat the water on the house.
I guess, you know, when you put the furnace on, the water got hot. There must have been a boiler or something. I don't know how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was an ideal boiler.
That was the coal they banned later on, wasn't it? How did your wood come? Just in sort of blocks? Or did your dad have to chop it up?
I don't remember.
We used to do a lot of chopping, but whether the whole thing had to be chopped. I remember they used to pile the wood up every year. Mm-hmm. You know, get the loads of wood and pile it up.
Outside?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our garage burnt down once.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. With the car in it.
With the car in it?
Mm-hmm. With the car in it, no. How did that happen? I don't know. But it was very exciting, and the fireman came and put the hose on George in his pajamas.
Oh, George wasn't on fire, was he?
You know, I meant, you know, bringing the hose in, the water went on.
Got in the way.
And another thing I remember, once we were going out, I was, you know, about 10 or 8 or 9, and, you know, we go into the garage, and I'd get in the back of the car, so my mom kind of gives me a push in the back. And there was a man in the back of the car, sleeping. It was a hobo.
Oh!
In the back of the car.
That happened to a friend of mine a couple of years ago in the West End. She used to use her car, she didn't drive it to work. One night she went to meet the thing she found in the car. I found out this hobo had been sleeping in a car for quite some time.
A bit unnerving, I think.
Yeah.
Did he speak to you then, or?
Yeah.
Did you ever have people come to your door looking for work or offering to do chores for in return for food or something?
Yeah, I think so. There were a lot of people used to come to the door, weren't there? Remember the Watkins people and someone selling
Fuller brushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all kinds of people just selling odds and ends. Okay, they'd open up their suitcase.
That's right.
Where would you get fish? Would fish be delivered that way at all?
Must have been a fish market, was there? I don't remember seeing, but I'm sure we would buy fish.
Anyway, 2 fish markets on Dunbar at one time. Mm. There also there was at least 1 poultry market, eggs and poultry.
Yeah.
But I think it was up near the top of the hill there somewhere. Mm.
There was somebody that used to deliver eggs later on, that Vander something or other. Poultry farm.
I don't remember where we got those things. It seems that my mother had an egg man.
Yes.
Came in from somewhere.
Yes.
And
I don't know whether it was Young's that delivered the fruit and vegetables or whether it was somebody else that came with the fruit and vegetables.
Well, I don't remember getting any delivery. Mm. I mean, it was just across the street.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it was such a simpler life then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
I mean, if you ask what we did for entertainment, I mean, the big thrill was to go to the White Spot.
Well, actually, the White Spot out in South Granville, and eat in the restaurant there. That was delicious. Did you ever do that in that white, you know, the white log?
Rarely.
The white log house? They had lovely meals and green gage jam on their freshly made baking powder biscuits. And lovely, you know, lovely meals. Turkey dinners and all this kind of thing. But the other thing, but we what we did more often was just go and eat in the car. We'd have chicken in the straw.
At the White Spot.
Yeah.
And chocolate mint shakes. Nat Bailey developed all the White Spots that Nat Bailey Stadium was named after.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And his wife, I believe, came from the Musqueam. And she was, I believe that she was the business person. She made the pies, and they started off with just a pie shop out there.
I mean, it was really good, wasn't it? But people didn't go for dinner.
Didn't they? They didn't eat in restaurants so much.
My relatives and people in Cape Breton, they don't go out for dinner either. I mean, they don't go now for dinner. Well, in those days, people didn't go out, or people didn't travel. I mean, we went to the island a lot, but that was because we were... had relatives there.
Was that your dad's family? Your mom's family?
Then. My dad's. But people, you know, like nowadays, you know, for so many years now, people go on trips. People didn't go on big trips in those days. I mean, they just had, it was, I'm sure it was being the same in Europe. I mean, people couldn't afford, although I think people in England would go to Switzerland and
but the thing was that you were only allowed to take so much money out of Britain, so it was very difficult. You had to...
You take relatives into that region?
Well, you had to sort of, you know, get around it by trying to pay everything ahead of time. But you couldn't pay very much money out. You couldn't stay.
Seems to me there was a time when they used to ask you here how much money you had.
When you crossed the border?
Yeah. Was that true or not?
Well, that's up until quite recently. In fact, even today, I don't think you could shift...
Nobody asks you when you're going to how much money you've got.
No, but you're not. I think there's some limit. Up until very recently, there was some limit. $10,000 was the limit.
I usually have my shoes and pockets full.
We don't all have as much money as you have.
There are still, I think, regulations about how much you can take in cash out there. I don't know about
that. Is there?
I think so.
Gee, I don't know. I never thought about it because you don't really need that much, do you?
Where did you go for holidays? What did you do for holidays?
But, like, people, you know, like, don't you think that in those days people didn't... Like, what you did for entertainment was you went to people's homes. Or you had people into your homes, or they came and they played cards, or you played games. We used to play a lot of games. We didn't have television either, to listen to the radio.
CBC.
And once, you know, my dad and I went to movies, but other than that, we didn't do...
We gardened. That's what Mom and Dad did all the time. I don't remember Mom and Dad ever going to movies.
So you had
movies.
Vegetables and things.
And Dad worked shift work. So it was never very easy.
I mean, people worked, you know, they worked all day, and then they'd just come home and read the paper and have your meal. And
listen to the radio. You used to listen to
listen to the radio.
Did you have Dick Barton, special agent, or things like that?
No. We had that Lux Radio Theater.
Oh, yes. And the Shadow Knows.
And we used to, there were a whole series of programs on Sunday I listened to. I listened to the $64 and Fred Allen and Bob Hope, was it? And who else besides Fred Allen?
I was never.
Did you have Amos and Andy up here?
Yeah, Amos and Andy. Else too.
Did people play musical instruments for entertainment? Piano or whatever. When they came together as sort of family
I remember going to Helen's and her mother played and we stood around and sang.
Now did you go and visit with a family at Helen's?
Not much. I played the Helen all the time, but my mom and dad and I went and visited friends of his.
Yes, I think that was young.
He had friends, you know, some other people that were called Welsh. We visited down in Kitsilano. And we visited people up in Sassamac called Stewarts. And we visited some other people. You know, other people over the other side of town went in the car, and to me, we were going a long way. Mm-hmm. I remember one place we went, this older boy had comic books, and I sat, and he had about 100 comic books. I used to like comic books.
Do you remember the streets in those days having blossoms? Cherry blossoms and other kinds of flowering.
Chestnuts. Well, I remember lots of chestnuts.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember that many blossoms, but I guess they had.
Many.
You don't think so?
No, no blossoms, but I do remember chestnuts.
Yeah, we had lots of chestnuts.
And
berries, those red berries.
Rowan
berries.
Mountain ash.
Mountain
berries. We had those all up and down our street. And then we also planted a chestnut tree to commemorate the king and queen coming to Vancouver. Yeah.
I was just going to mention, I can remember when they came up Dunbar, and I went out in the street and did a little tap dance.
Oh,
well, I don't think they paid any attention. And then the other thing that I remember, we used to go out all the time and wave at Teddy Lyons. You know,
streetcar.
In the streetcar? Oh, you've got a picture of it or something.
My mom is in there.
Oh, yeah, this used to come up
that was 1931.
Up Dunbar. And they, you know, this was for tourists, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did
yes.
you ever write it?
Do you see the price
on
it?
No, I don't think I ever wrote it.
Oh, it was too expensive.
50 cents.
Yes.
Wow. And anyway, they used to come, and I used to, you know, they used to wave at you. I used to run out, because I lived right on the line, you see.
Oh, my goodness.
Open air. Apparently that made a loop. It came
it
down Dunbar and then went sort of east over to the...
Did it go along 41st?
I think so.
I think it must have. And then it looped back. I was talking to one of the fellows that is in the Dunbar Residents Association group, and they came back around and ended up downtown or somewhere because...
What is this?
I'll have to find out where
it is. Isn't it nice? And he wore this peaked cap. And
yeah.
Yes. That was the big thing to do when you came to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. And you know what my mom and I did?
It's wonderful.
We went a lot. And then my dad would come and pick us up. We loved going down there to the Kitsilano. Because my mom... See, I tap danced all the time. You know, I used to do all that dancing.
Who did you take from?
I took from...
Sadie Rutherford, was it?
No, I took... Oh, heck, I've forgotten her name. No, I'll think of it another time. But she was a lovely person. She was right down on 8th and one block west of Alma.
Telling me that she took it down there. It must be the same place. Helen
Do you know the name of the person?
No, but Helen does.
I know it, but I just can't think of it right now.
Helen
she was
must
very
tell me
nice.
That her mother felt that she was far too clumsy and like a boy. And so her mother gave her the dancing lessons. And at every single concert,
the dancing teacher had her be the boy.
So Helen has pictures of her standing in boy's trousers or Dutch boy. She never get to be a dainty girl.
I took from somebody named Fred Cocker first, I think.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my dad made this big drum, and I danced on top of the drum.
Oh, heavens. Was it sort of like tap dancing?
I did tap dancing.
Yes, I remember. And didn't you do that in the concert at Queen Elizabeth then? Remember those big concerts we had?
Yes, Helen and I did a tap dance together.
Oh, did you?
We both had the same dresses. Mine was, it was green satin with pink underneath, and hers was green with some other color.
I bet. Do you still have that picture?
No.
I have the picture. At least one or two. And there was one that my dog Spotty was in.
Oh. With us?
Yeah.
Is that right? With them?
Yes, I think so. I think I remember you on the stage. Yes.
And I can remember my mother thinking that I should take Highland dancing and talking it over with this teacher. I think I was going to start, but then I didn't do it for some reason. And I remember Helen and I think it was, went all the way out with my mother to the exhibition, which was like, took an hour on the streetcar to get to Hastings East.
Yeah.
To see about taking ice skating.
Oh, really?
But
we
never did. I don't know why.
Oh.
So you never learned to ice skate?
And I can also remember going to the art school, too. I think we were going to do that.
At the old art gallery?
We were going to take art, but we didn't.
Oh, I went to the old art gallery. And we used to sit down underneath the pictures, the old art gallery that was on Georgia Street.
Yeah.
Down Stanley Park.
Mm-hmm. Did you do all these funny things in Wyoming?
Well, I think we didn't know. Well, not quite the same sorts of things, because I was a boy.
Oh.
I think there was quite a difference in terms of the way boys were raised. Now,
right.
We certainly did have music lessons. Mm-hmm. My mother was she was a school teacher. I was one of the few dual career families, and came from one of the few dual career families in town.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother taught music and art and other subjects as well, but she gave my brother and myself music lessons for a couple of years.
Piano.
Or more than that, several years.
Piano.
Piano mm-hmm. lessons. And she taught piano as well on the side in order to help make ends meet. Mm-hmm. Times were pretty tough back in the 40s.
Well, it was tough. Yeah, it was tough.
My father was a school teacher for a while, but he also moonlighted. He worked in that filling station on the weekends and did some other work too to kind of get ahead, even though my mother wasn't teaching at that time. She took about 7 years out to